Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held today. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place at the three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has appreciated India's achievement in attaining criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam in Tamil Nadu. The landmark step marks a significant advancement in the country's indigenous nuclear program and its pursuit of long-term energy sustainability. In a social media post, Mr. Grossi described the development as impressive progress by India in achieving criticality of the prototype fast breeder reactor at Kalapakkam, a key step forward in fuel sustainability and the future of nuclear energy. India has withdrawn its proposal to host the 33rd Conference of the Parties, or COP33, of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, in 2028. The decision was conveyed to the Asia-Pacific Group on 2nd of April. India had proposed hosting the COP33 summit in India in 2028. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had conveyed India's proposal in his special address at the inauguration of high-level segment of COP28 in December 2023 in UAE. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a visit to Mauritius and United Arab Emirates beginning today. In the first leg of his tour, Dr. Jaishankar will visit Mauritius to participate in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. During his visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet the leadership of Mauritius and review the entire spectrum of bilateral ties. He will also deliver the keynote address at the conference. On the sidelines, Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold discussions with counterparts from other participating nations. The visit underscores India's neighbourhood first policy, Vision Mahasagar, and commitment to the Global South. Shaurya Divas will be observed today at Sardar Post in the border area of Kutch district in Gujarat. On this occasion, senior officials and personnel of the force will pay homage to the martyrs with a guard of honour, while tributes will also be offered through a band performance. Shaurya Divas is observed every year on 9th of April to commemorate the exceptional courage and bravery displayed by the security forces during the 1965 India-Pakistan conflict. Lebanon's health ministry has said that the recent Israeli strikes killed 182 people, the highest single-day death toll in the Israel-Hezbollah war. Israel launched a barrage of strikes in central Beirut and elsewhere in the country as a shaky ceasefire took effect between the U.S. and Iran. Iranian officials have maintained that the deal was supposed to include Lebanon, while Israel and the U.S. have insisted that it does not. Altogether, 1,739 people have been killed and 5,873 wounded in Lebanon in just over 5 weeks since the outbreak of the war. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by one run in a last-over thriller at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 210 runs set by Gujarat, Delhi Capitals made 209 runs at the loss of 8 wickets. During the chase, KL Rahul's 92-run innings went in vain. Rashid Khan was declared player of the match for his economic and wicket-taking spell. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And in wrestling, Indian Greco-Roman wrestlers added 3 more medals to the tally at the Asian Wrestling Championships 2026 in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan yesterday, with Nitesh Sivaj settling for silver, while Prince and Sachin Sehrawat struck bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.